name is Donald Hall, welcoming you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning.
Backyard. party. Everybody in a style. We're in them Rasta line. Yeah. So my vibes. All the girls them having a good time. So my vibes. All around the world. Everybody want to have a good time. For it's summer vibes. Everybody having such a good time. Montreal, MTL, Jamaica, Yard, Africa, Motherland, New York, Zoo York. Summer vibes. Yeah. Summer vibes. Summer breeze.
If you're young or you're old, I am the dub master. A musical composer, rhythms right from the rock. In the area, yes, I'm the dub master. I'm gonna tell your lyric writer, higher order operator, extraordinary arranger. Tell them, one and the other, show them, hey. Stevie Wonder, give me the master blaster. Prince Buster said she was a rough rider. Greg Grey Isaacs are the cool. And I'm the supervisor, yeah, I'm master of the dub. I'm the dub master, I'm musical composer. A rhythm's rightful ruler in the area, yes, I'm the dub master. Gonna tell your lyric writer, higher order operator, extraordinary arranger. Say it, tell them me teacher, spread it, ray. Broadcasting on a night away band. My one intention is to rock the nation. In spring, summer, autumn or winter, the king of the swing, the entertainer. So when you plan your show, I'm Mr. Producer. Make sure you have a spot. Be slotting this year, 1 year from the dub master. I'm musical composer, rhythm's rightful ruler. In the area, yes, I'm the dub master. I'm gonna tell your lyric writer, higher order operator, extraordinary arranger. Play it. Here comes the dub master.
DJ, beg you put me on. Mega keep them a rocking from a dust till dawn. My middle name is Music and Service. Find the soul, whether you like it at a call. If you're young or you're old, I am the dub master. Middle composer, rhythm's rightful ruler. In a the area, yes, I'm the dub master. Would I tell you lyric writer, I rather operate an extraordinary arranger. Prince Buster said she was a rough rider. Gregory Isaacs had the cool ruler. And I'm the supervisor, yeah, I'm master of the dub. I'm the dub master, musical composer, rhythm's rightful ruler. In a the area, yes, I'm the dub master. Would I tell you lyric writer, I run a operator, extraordinary arranger. Any session, but I chosen one. How Babylonian, when them hear this, you want all other version of you come from this one. Macaration, a musical composition. Everybody know that I am the one, the chief of navigation, in charge of the operation. Commander of the station, master of the Macaration. My one intention is to rock the nation in spring, summer, autumn or winter. The king of the swing, the entertainer. So when you plan your show, I'm Mr. Promoter. Make sure you have a spot. Feast like in this year, one you're from the dub master, musical composer, a rhythm's rightful ruler. In a the area, yes, I'm the dub master. Would I tell you lyric writer, higher order operator, extraordinary arranger. Yeah, the dub master, musical composer, rhythm's rightful ruler. In a the area, yes, I'm the dub master. Would I tell you lyric writer, higher order operator, extraordinary arranger. He said dub master, musical composer, rhythm's rightful ruler. In a the area, yes, I'm the dub master. Would I tell you lyric writer, higher order operator, extraordinary arranger.
Young school group get together to practice. They're playing reggae. They usually do. It's the music they've grown up with. What does reggae mean to a young group like this?
Well, I was brought up with reggae, you know, come from my parents down. So, you know, I really don't know anything about anything else. You know, I listen to the odd record now and then on the radio and that, but really I always fall back to reggae, you know, actually sitting down and listening.
What, you were brought up on reggae in Jamaica or something?
No, well, when my folks come over, they knew reggae and they went out and buy reggae singles and that. You know, when they played them, I was brought up listening to them.
Hey!
Trevor's parents come from Jamaica, and so does reggae. There are two sides to Jamaica. There are the sunny beauty spots for the tourists, and then there are the slums and shanty towns. Reggae began in the Trenchtown slums. This is where one of the most famous reggae singers, Bob Marley, cut his first record. He sang about what he saw happening around him. This sort of reggae is called roots music. But what do people mean by roots music?
Yeah, there are different sort of answers, different definitions, but I think that the correct one is that it's basic music. It's a music which relates to a basic kind of society, and the beat is a basic beat.
Tyrone Grant comes from Jamaica. He lived there till he was 16 and has worked in the music business as the manager of a reggae group.
Of a particular society, in Jamaica specifically, you know, in Trenchtown.
What do you mean by a basic people?
Basic people who have no way out. There is no way out as far as their existence is concerned. The people who are suffering. A hungry morning, Lord, a hungry morning, and a hungry morning. There is no job. They don't have the trappings of people who are living a high life. They're the basic people.
But I mean, are they any, those sort of people only to be found in Jamaica then?
Oh no, I mean, they're found everywhere. You know, where there's a sort of working class condition, one finds these people.
So you could have roots people or roots music here as well, could you, in London, say?
Oh yes, I mean, the reggae music in Britain is a roots music for the black people in Britain. The black people who are suffering relate to the reggae music. The guys who are on the dole queue. And they go to the parties where there are only reggae music played, to the clubs where there are only reggae music played.
So are you saying then that you've got to be black to appreciate reggae?
What I'm saying that it's easier if you're black to appreciate reggae. One doesn't have to be black. I mean, to appreciate any music, you don't have to be any colour. One listens to it and yes, it's nice music. I like the music. But to relate to the music means one feels the music. There's emotions attached to it.
If a black teenager of West Indian descent was born in London,
yeah,
why should they have any special qualifications for relating to reggae?
Yeah, well, from the virtue of their origins. I mean, not all of them do. Not all black teenagers of West Indian origins relate to reggae music, because they have gone away from their origins. You know, they now feel they are part of this society. They're so distant, they're alien to the Jamaican society. But then one finds that the Jamaican or the West Indian children who do relate to the music, they have a very strong family link with Jamaica. You know, there's that closeness with Jamaica. And that's why they can relate to it far easier.
So reggae can give people an identity?
Yeah. That's a nice way to put it. Yeah, it does give one an identity.
The main thing people relate to is the rhythm. To a West Indian, a reggae rhythm is easy to recognize. But what makes it sound the way it does? Well, these people should know. They're Matumbi, one of the top groups in the country. One of the Matumbi group, Dennis Bevel, agreed to explain the rhythm to us.
Well, it's the emphasis on, you know, the accents, right? For instance, in a normal pop rhythm, right? Say to the count of four, right?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah. And what happens with reggae then?
Well, if it's a reggae rhythm now, to the same count of four, right? One, two, three, four.
We then asked him if he could make a reggae out of a nursery rhyme like Three Blind Mice, and show us how all the different instruments fit together.
Convert that into reggae, right? We start with the drums, because, like, the drums are the root of, you know, whatever is happening, right? So, all right, we'll start with the drum beat, right? Same time, the bass will be keeping the bottom end of the track together, you know, fattening it up and showing you where the dance in the actual song lies. For a song like this, the bass would play something like this. Is rather like a bubbling spring. The piano plays off the beat as opposed to on the beat. It's just chords, you know. And the rhythm guitar plays like a ricochet off the piano. So he's playing off the beat and on the beat at the same time, but off the beat first. So it's going chicken, chicken.
There are people around who think that only black people can actually make reggae music or appreciate reggae or whatever.
I would say black people were the pioneers, right, of reggae music. But once you've invented something, you've come up with something, you cease to be the only person that knows how to do it. Obviously. I mean, the first guy that invented a TV, right, he's not the only guy that knows how to make TVs.
Well, could you have a white reggae group then?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'll see why not.
So reggae doesn't necessarily have to be the music of roots people?
Reggae has to be the music of the people that can play it. Yeah. That's what I think.
Well, the true reggae rhythm, it is difficult for the white person to play because of the feel. One has the feel for the music, and I think that's peculiar to the black person to have that feel for the reggae music, because the beat, you notice the beat of reggae music, you know, it's as close to the heartbeat as anything, you know, the bass and drum, and I suppose it's the way the black man's heart beats.
Why should a black person in Stepney be more interested in rhythm or whatever than a white person in Stepney?
Well, one, the black person in Stepney, right, or the black person anywhere, right, he has probably been brought up with his mum and dad hearing that kind of music, right, and they've been saying, oh, this is what we like, right? Now, they were probably brought up their parents saying the same thing, right? So as a first choice, right, he's got that type of music, right, to associate with, see? He can't go out there and get into, because the Chinese are into that, and the Indians are into something different, right? Yeah. He's into what's in his backyard.
What gives a song its meaning? Is it the tune, the words, or the treatment?
it's a combination of all, isn't it, really? I mean, the meaning of the song comes across, A, the words, right? B, the feel of the music, right? The way you use the instruments, the tones on the various instruments that you've got, right? Because your tones of the instruments have got to relate to what the song's singing about. I mean, you're not going to be singing about love and there's a guitar going all right across it, yeah.
No.
You don't have it, something, you know, smoochy and soft.
Getting the right feel to the music is important, and so is practice. Because of school commitments, this group can only get together once a week. But if ever they tried going professional, they would have to get used to rehearsing every day.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, playing professionally, right? When you play professionally, right, and people have to pay money to come and see you, they're not so tolerable, man. So some guy spent out, say, 4 or 5 quid, right, to come and see you perform, and you put a load of bummers down. I mean, it's not going to be very happy, is he?
So is it very hard work, then?
Depends on what you would term hard work. I don't see it as hard work because I enjoy it. You know, some, I think the term hard work is only brought in by people who don't enjoy doing something. It's, oh, it's really hard, man. You know, but when you're doing something you enjoy, it might be difficult, it might be hard, but then you don't
But you have to do it. I mean, you just don't sort of sit around looking inspired in easy chairs.
Oh, no.
So you put a lot of time into it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you hope to get anything out of it, you've got to put something in, right? So rehearsal's what you've got to put in every day.
These are Rasta men from Jamaica. They practice the religion of Rastafari. Rasta took root in the slums of Jamaica, just as reggae did. And like reggae, it helps people to come to terms with poverty and hardship. Reggae and Rasta go together like bacon and eggs. Rastafarians believe that the true home of the black man is in Ethiopia, in Africa, and at their religious ceremonies, they use a lot of African-style drumming. In particular, they believe that God is a person called Haile Selassie. Selassie was crowned emperor of Ethiopia in 1930, and he was originally called Rastafari. That's why the followers are called Rastafarians. Rastafarians dress in the Ethiopian colours of red, green and gold, and many of them wear their hair long in the so-called dreadlocks. Over in Britain, many reggae musicians are Rastafarians. None of our school group were Rastas, but Martin was sympathetic.
It's better to live. It's better to live on, you know, in the slums, right? Knowing that your inner feeling is still there, then you'll be living enough. There's nothing in to keep you going.
That sounds a bit like what Rastas say.
Yeah, well, it is. But I'm not a Rasta, but I still feel that way because Rasta is not my religion. Like, you know, that's the only reason I don't want to get into it. Because it's no use getting into what you don't know about.
Dennis is a Rastafarian. And on stage, he wears the Rasta colours of red, green and gold. We asked Dennis what the colours meant to him.
Red is the blood that flows through my veins, your veins, every human and living thing, right? The green, right, is the grass and all things that grow naturally out of the ground, right? The green. Yeah? The gold is the richness, right? Of the earth. I mean, gold comes out of the ground.
And you'll find also they're the colours of most black third world countries. Well, if not the three colours together, at least two of them. I mean, they're the colours of the Jamaican flag, with the exception of the red.
So they're colours that represent the Rasta religion and Rasta movement. Mm. But they're also very political, black nationalistic.
That's right. I mean, yeah, you know, it's a black nationalistic flag, if one wants to go so far as to say that. Although there isn't a black nationalistic movement, if there were.
But it does seem as if record companies, for instance, have gone in for the Rasta thing in a big way, whereas they haven't gone in for the Roots People thing.
I mean, it's pure economics. It's a commercial venture. They can see that this is a way in which we can sell the music. We sort of bring out the Rastafarianism in the reggae music, and therefore that will interest people.
$3.99, sir.
One can say, yes, we'll put some dressing on it and say reggae music attaches to the Rastafarianism, and therefore that makes it more interesting.
Can reggae change anything?
I don't know. You're going back there to the individual. I mean, would you let a piece of music influence you?
When I say changing things, I mean sort of bringing people together, making sort of people understand other people.
It's been said a lot of times that music is a universal language, that everybody understands music. You know, I reckon, well, I think that if we were to get people from outer space, I think music could be our breakthrough.
Do you see reggae's lasted for quite a long time, hasn't it?
Yes,
like 10, 15 years maybe. Do you see it going on and on?
Oh, it will, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like rhythm and blues. Or you know, which has gone on for what, 20 years or so, no, even further back, 30 years. And reggae is like that. It's a music which is very, very close to the people, and it will only go on and on. It won't die. Like, it's not a fashion fad, like, say, punk music or bubblegum music in the 60s, you know, or flower power music from California. It's not that. I mean, it's a definite music. It has definite roots. And it'll only continue until most probably there's a change in the society, which is highly unlikely.
Greetings, it's your girl Althea Hewitt. My song name, Jamaica Nice. You can vote at 876-444-7703. That's 876-444-7703. Law, Jamaica Nice, yeah. Come again. Vote for me, Althea Hewitt. Boom. Greetings, it's your girl Althea Hewitt. My song name, Jamaica Nice. You can vote at 876-444-7703. That's 876-444-7703. 444-7703. La, Jamaican IC. Yeah, come again. Vote for me. Out here, Hewitt. Boom.
reggae music. Well, what? Dirty up the music. Like this.
should be a Negro man. Come away from the sinking sand. Negro man, come away from the Mississippi. Negro man, come away from the sinking sand. For the road and the river just keep rolling.
A Negro man, I come away from the sea.